This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It appears government-subsidized student loan rates are not going to be twice what they were a couple of weeks ago. Not now, anyway. The Senate voted to link those interest rates to the yield on the 10-year Treasury note. The House is expected to sign off on that deal, but as Sarah McCammon reports, that doesn't necessarily mean they will stay low forever.
To recap, the rates for federally subsidized undergraduate loans shot up automatically on July 1st from 3.4 to 6.8%. Under this plan, they'll just bump up slightly now. That'll save a typical student about $5,000 in interest over time.
For the time being, they're going to come out ahead.
Matt Chingos is an education fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says if the rates had stayed double, a graduate owing $27,000 would spend the next decade paying $327 a month.
Now, under the Senate plan, students instead will pay about $285 a month, so a significant reduction.
But as interest rates go up, so will student loan rates. The deal would cap them at 8.25% for undergrads. Financial advisor Heather Jarvis says rates
will likely be higher than the current 6.8% within the next several years.
The Brookings Institution's Matt Chingo says that's fine with him. Higher interest rates tend to be a sign of a stronger economy. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.